Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Aaron Drysdale from Just Roots. This Sunday is the third annual Fall Farm Festival presented by Just Roots at the Greenfield Community Farm. Formerly what was called the Poor Farm or something like that, right, Aaron?
That's right. That's right. It was the Town Poor Farm.
And what is the vision that Just Roots brings to this place that was formerly called the Poor Farm?
Our mission is to increase access to healthy local food by connecting people with land, resources, and know-how. And we do that by offering a number of programs at the Greenfield Community Farm. We do workshops for the community on fermentation, food preparation, growing your own food. We've got 60 community garden plots that are open to the public. And we run farm internships during the summer for college students and local high school students.
The farm festival is this Sunday. It's at the farm?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to see there?
We're going to have a number of local food and craft vendors, food and drink by Lefty's Brewing Company. Wheelhouse Farm Truck will be out there. We're going to do hay rides with horses, pumpkin carving.
The mission of Just Roots is interesting because it carries on at this farm, as we were talking about before. The Poor Farm, how is the community responsive to it over the course of the last few years?
And how have you engaged the community in the mission?
The community has been involved from the very beginning. We held community forums to find out what it was Greenfield and Franklin County wanted out of their community farm.
Mm-hmm.
The community gardens were essential from the beginning. It started out of a group of gardeners wanting to find more space for people to grow their own food. We do a lot of field trips with local schools. We are starting to do programming inside those schools. And we also offer a donor-supported CSA share for low-income households. Folks who would not normally be able to afford a full-season CSA share can purchase one for $10 a week from us. And it's a full 20-week vegetable CSA share.
And you have a couple new things as far as CSA goes. You're having a meat share?
That's right. This year we started raising Berkshire Black Cross hogs on the farm, a rare breed. They're raised out on pasture and supplemented with non-GMO grain. And we've raised 120 Red Ranger chickens. And we're partnering with Hawks Farm out of Shelburne Falls, who raise grass-fed beef. And then we've also started our own soup line called Just Soup. And this is basically a farm share in a bowl. It's extremely accessible. Folks who don't cook can just take this pre-made, locally made soup, microwave it, throw it on a stove, and there you go. You've got dinner for your family.
This is interesting. This is the first soup share that I think I've ever heard about. And that, you know, there is already the free soup and games night tradition in Greenfield.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there's also Just Soap. Don't confuse Just Soup with Just Soap. Sopa, the Spanish thing, it can get really confusing.
It could get very confusing.
Don't eat the soap.
So how does the soup CSA work?
So it's 6 months. We were supported by Bay State Franklin. They gave us the startup capital to do the research and development for this program. It's 6 months. Six varieties of soup. Every month you come out to the farm, we give you your bag full of soup. We've got a ginger carrot soup, butternut squash and apple, Tuscan bean, valley chili, asparagus leek, lots of varieties. They're all vegetarian. 90% of them are gluten-free, and it breaks down to about $1 a day.
And you could eat soup every day? You get that much soup? Like, could an individual eat soup every day?
I don't think an individual could eat soup every day. I mean, if you portioned it out, you could, like, make it work.
You could have a sip every day.
I think it works out to about two meals a week.
That's still great. I think it's interesting because, you know, we live in such a fast-paced culture. And sometimes when we're so busy, we don't eat food that is necessarily good for us. So to have that already structured in, I think it's fantastic.
And it was the food processing center at the Franklin County CDC that you used?
That's right. The recipes were actually taste tested in Franklin County.
We just want to make sure that people who live in the county, it's good for their local taste buds.
Yeah.
So we taste tested at farmers markets all season long, and we narrowed down the field from, I think, 10 or 12 soups down to these six. And then in a few months, we'll be starting up another round of taste testing to add six more soups to the line.
So you've got community partners. You mentioned the Franklin County, the kitchen that's there. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Bay State. If I remember correctly, in the history of this land that was the Poor Farm, the town of Greenfield itself was sort of involved. Is the town of Greenfield helpful in regards to what you're doing there? What's the name of the farm again?
It's the Greenfield Community Farm.
The Greenfield Community Farm. So you would like to think that the town of Greenfield has some sort of relationship with the Greenfield Community Farm.
They definitely do. They've been extremely supportive from the very beginning. The town actually still owns the land, and we have a 15-year lease on the land with the town. And they were instrumental in helping us and Mount Grace Land Trust put the land into APR to preserve that land.
Which is the kind of low financing you get with cars, right?
Exactly. Also, it preserves agricultural land forever to make sure that that land is in agricultural production and preserved for that purpose.
Aaron Drysdale from Just Roots. We're having the third annual Fall Farm Festival at the Greenfield Community Farm in Greenfield this Sunday, 2 to 6.
Free and open to the public. We ask for a $5 suggested donation, but absolutely nobody is turned away. This is a festival for the community, by the community.
Music and arts and crafts and pumpkin carving and hay rides and beer from Lefties and the Wheelhouse Farm food truck, Aaron, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.